This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 244 for Thursday, January 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday, with gains in the front months but a softer turn in the more deferred positions. Canola down $4.90 in the new crop November at $830.10 per ton, but March up $11.20 at $1,008.70 per ton. Speculators were thought to be back on the buy side after booking profits earlier this week. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil were also supportive, with soy oil hitting its fresh contract highs today. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also stronger. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, down over half a cent, contributed to this strength, as did ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies. However, the attention in the market is starting to turn to new crop prospects, and the new crop futures were lower on the day. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn and wheat both moved down. Soybeans hit their best levels in 7 months before running into some resistance. March up 8 cents at the final bell at $14.48 per bushel. While recent rains in Argentina have eased some of the drought concerns there, production is still expected to come in below earlier expectations. That's leaving the door open for more U.S. business. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over 1.2 million tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with expectations. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, but the bias was lower at the close. March down 2 cents at $6.25 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales did come in at the higher end of trade expectations at 1.4 million tons of old crop. However, net reductions of 165,000 tons of new crop sales were a bit bearish. Easing tensions between Russia and Ukraine also weighed on prices. Wheat was lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 13 cents at $9.02 per bushel. Kansas City down 22 cents in March at $7.93 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 18 cents in the March contract at $7.77 per bushel. Russia and Ukraine were reportedly making some progress in talks taking place in Paris, but the situation between those two countries is still keeping some caution in the wheat market. The resumption of grain movement in the Black Sea after adverse weather had hampered activity in some ports earlier this week also weighed on prices. But on the other side, weekly U.S. wheat export sales of nearly 677,000 tons were the highest of the marketing year to date, and that provided some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.